The idea of rewarding state officials, longtime party supporters, those devoted to the party causes, has been a traditional and significant way of thanking people for supporting the party. It goes without saying that the state officials would become part of the delegation, usually headed by the governor, as it is again this year. And also, a number of people are rewarded because they've been supporters of the GOP for many, many years. So, for example, you have on your list Dane Watkins of Idaho Falls from Bonneville County, who I think is now attending his sixth or seventh GOP convention.
So it's an advantage to be able to go, if you're from Idaho, to be able to go to the convention, as you said, to rub shoulders with folks. What about Idaho as a state? Does Idaho get any advantage to going to the convention and being represented there? Do we get anything special out of it?
Certainly. Of course, all states send delegations. Idaho has a little bit larger delegation than some states this time around. The reality is that states play an ongoing role in the entire nomination process, all the way back to the primaries or the caucuses, the organizational efforts undertaken by party leaders and other organizers, to the selection of delegates. And the reality is then, once on the floor or through service on committees, for example, including the platform committee, there's a great opportunity for Idahoans to gain some terrific experience, to bring that expertise and that acquired experience back to the state of Idaho, which they can employ in a variety of ways. So the state is certainly a beneficiary of the practice and the experience acquired by our delegates.
What about the convention itself? It's fun. It's exciting. You can meet a lot of people. But are conventions anymore just sort of showpieces, just a way to say rah, rah, rah for my candidate? Because we know who the candidate's going to be.
That's right. There won't be any surprises. Back in the day, we had a good many surprises. There could be four flights over a number of issues, ranging from the selection of the candidate, if we had a deadlock convention, to the selection of the vice president. And also, for example, the fights over provisions in the platform. And so it's a lot of fun, a lot of parties. But some good work can be done, and there's an opportunity, moreover, for people to advance themselves in the party. It's not unusual for a member of a state delegation to find a job in the Republican hierarchy, to find a position, for example, in the White House. In the past, for example, I've had students who have been delegates to the convention and gone on to win prized internships and land other coveted positions, if not within the GOP, within allied organizations. And so it's an opportunity to create relationships, to spread your resume around, maybe find a new job and move to Washington.